Get ready to be inspired. This is Miles of Impact.
Welcome back to Miles of Impact. I'm Jed Anderson, and today we're diving into an excellent opportunity for leaders and volunteers at Scouting, the University of Scouting, and the College for Commissioner Science. These programs provide essential training, networking, and inspiration for those looking to elevate their Scouting experience. Joining me today are two fantastic friends and guests. Their names are Miranda Reeder, who's here to tell us all about the University of Scouting, Maddie Mayfield, who's here to talk about the College of Commissioner Science. Let's start by getting to know our guests a little better. Miranda and Maddie, can you share a bit about your background in Scouting and your roles within these programs?
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Miranda, and I have been Scouting for a total of 7 years. What I lack in experience, I make up for in enthusiasm. In the 7 years I've been working with Cub Scouts, I was there the day that girls could join a troop. My daughter and I helped to found a troop here in the Crossroads of the West Council. I am now a Scoutmaster, and I have been on a handful of training committees, district committees. I have a hard time saying no, and I have jumped in really with my whole heart. I like Scouting. So I wear a handful of hats, but primarily the ones that I love the most are the ones where I get to work with kids. So being a Scoutmaster and working with my pack, those are the things that I like the best.
Maddie Mayfield, you're up.
Well, I love working with Miranda. She is fantastic, and she definitely is 100% enthusiasm all the time. So I'm Maddie Mayfield, and I'm fortunate enough to work in the same troop as Miranda. I'm the advancement chair, and I get to feel the enthusiasm and the excitement all the time. My Scouting background, I guess, started when I was a little girl because my mom was involved in Scouting. And she was a den leader and a roundtable commissioner. And so I grew up with rain gutter regattas in my front yard, wishing that I could participate. So when my boys were able to join Scouting, I was really excited. And I jumped in wholeheartedly with them in their Scouting journey, especially in their troop adventures. So both of my sons are Eagle Scouts, and my oldest son earned every merit badge. And in that journey, I learned a lot of things. Things I never had any idea about. And if you ask me for my favorite merit badge, it is truck transportation. Maybe one of the most useful merit badges that there could possibly be. And in 2020, my daughter was looking for something to do because things shut down, and we helped found a troop. And in her Scouting journey, she also became an Eagle Scout. So I'm the proud mom of 3 Eagle Scouts. I am, like I said, I'm the advancement chair in our troop, and I'm also on the National College of Commissioner Science curriculum review team. So I help to edit and write the courses that you'll have presented at the college in March. And I'm also on the National Commissioner Service team as the roundtable chair. So those are kind of the things that I'm doing right now in Scouting, and it's a lot of fun. I have a great time.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Hey, let's move on. Miranda? What is the University of Scouting?
Well, Jed, let me tell you a little bit about the University of Scouting. This is a annual Saturday of getting a little bit of Scouting oomph and vision. We've got a handful of folks who kind of think that once they've got their master's degree, they've done the University of Scouting. I'm telling you that it's not about getting your degree. It's about learning a few new tips and tricks from other scouters. And it's about restoking your energy and just kind of hanging out with other scouters, learning some stuff, and continuing our education so that we can deliver a better program to the youth that we serve. So four or five or six classes on any topic that you choose. So we've got a lot of chalk picks to choose from. Go ahead.
Are there handouts available on the workshop?
Absolutely. It depends on which course you take and the teacher that does it. You might come home with things that you've made. You might come home with handouts. You might come home with... It just kind of depends on who's teaching. The curriculum at University of Scouting is not... The curriculum for each class is not set. So it's really dependent upon the teacher who's teaching the class and what they think is important.
Beautiful. Maddie. What is the College of Commissioner Science?
Okay, what is the College of Commissioner Science? That is a great question. And, you know, I actually get asked that a lot because it's different from the University of Scouting in that the curriculum is set. And so any College of Commissioner Science that you attend anywhere in the country, you would have the same material. And it's the courses are specifically designed to help commissioners serve their units. And so when you take the classes and you go through the program, it's kind of set up in the same way as University of Scouting, where you could earn a bachelor's or a master's or a doctorate. But the design is to help commissioners specifically with the things that they need to help them really serve units and really be the heart of scouting. There's a commissioner motto. It says to be the heart, to build relationships, and to change lives. And the college is really designed to help give you the tools that you need to help you do exactly that.
Hey, Marinda.
Yes, sir.
Back to the University of Scouting.
Sure.
Can you share a success story of someone who's attended the University of Scouting and found it transformative in their scouting journey?
Yeah. You know, there are a handful of people that I've talked to that it's been transformative to. And I'm trying to remember the specifics of one that I heard just last week, but I'll tell you a little bit about my own situation. When I was fairly new at scouting, it was the first time that I was working with a Cub Scout unit. I was advised to go to the University of Scouting. I didn't really want to give up my Saturday, but I went anyway because they told me to. And it was really, really fun to see so many people with so much enthusiasm. I sat in some Cub Scouting classes, and it really was just these nerdy adults talking about all of this really fun, goofy stuff. And I came out with a whole lot better attitude, not just about training and learning more and doing my job better, but a better attitude about scouting in general. I think that it helped me to be a better person. And that's the last time, Jed, that I actually went to classes, because from that time forward, I've been teaching classes or operating the University of Scouting, helping others to get really good at it. It's a good place to up your enthusiasm. It's a good place to learn. And it's really cool. We ask people to teach classes on things that they're enthusiastic about. And so you get the very best tips and tricks on wood carving, either from somebody who makes bolo ties or for someone who likes to whittle walking sticks or whatever. And if you take wood carving, which I shouldn't mention because we're actually not offering it this year, but those are ones that I have seen different people take a different take on.
Hey, Marinda, what are some of the hands-on classes that are being offered?
We've got some good ones this year. Okay, so Julie Smith is going to be teaching us how to make a ceremonial arrow. You know, you go to the scout shop and one of the things that you can get is a how to make an arrow. And it's a good award for Arrow of Light as they're crossing over into a troop. She's going to teach you how to teach your Cub Scouts to make their own. We've also got 3 Dutch oven classes. Also, I wanted to highlight Devon Simper is teaching a flag etiquette course. Devon is a vexillologist, and I don't know. Do you even know what a vexillologist is? Now, if you've met Devon, you do know. A vexillologist is an expert, someone who studies flags. He knows all of the stuff, and it's really kind of cool. That one is going to be.
You should definitely take that class.
Oh my gosh. The man, he knows everything, and he's really an entertaining teacher. You know, we've got people who start into scouting and someone teaches them, this is how you teach a flag ceremony, and you do it like the person that taught you. And you're pretty sure you know everything there is to know about flags because you've been taught how to teach kids to do a flag ceremony. Devon actually has studied this. He actually knows everything, and he's fun. And you might actually learn something that you didn't know.
You will definitely learn something you didn't know.
New.
That one is going to be a good class. And when we asked Devon if he would teach this class, he said, I would love to, but how can we get more scouters to take this class? Because there are things they need to know that they don't. So I guarantee there's something in there. And he's got some some handouts on that one that he has promised that he's going to be giving us, and are going to be pretty good. So yeah, take that one for sure.
Okay. Maddie, how does Commissioner Survey Training help strengthen units and support scout leaders?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a trained leader is always able to be more effective than and supportive to a unit than a leader who's not trained. And so these courses are specifically designed to provide information to commissioners that they need to be a great commissioner and really go out and serve units. But the courses also include activities. So there's always an activity portion of these classes to give you hands-on experience or problem solve through actual instances and situations that have come up in units so that you can think and be prepared for things that might come up if you see those in units. And so it really gives commissioners tools to go out and be the single best resource that they can be to a unit, because then they go with all the tools in their tool belt to go out and really be able to answer questions and help and provide information and be supportive and also build them up and lift them up. And so that these trainings really are inspiring and motivational, and they can take that with them back to the units. That there's nothing like bringing inspiration and fun back to a unit and really being able to connect with people, because you're like, I know that when you ask the question, then I actually have the answer. That's the best feeling of all.
Not just making the answer up, I actually know the answer.
Yeah, then I actually know. Coming back around, one of the most interesting questions I ever got happened at roundtable. As a roundtable commissioner, I was asked, I said, does anybody have any questions today? And I got asked, can I use one of the flags on the moon for the Pledge of Allegiance? And I just went, I don't know the answer to that, but I will get you the answer. And so I actually went to Devon and I asked him the answer, and he immediately gave me the flag code and told me, yes, in a pinch, you can use a flag on the moon if it's in full sight, if you need to say the Pledge of Allegiance. But then he goes, but a scout should be better prepared than that. And so there's a 2-for-1 here. Take Devon's class on flags, but also commissioners, go out and get the answer. So if we don't have the answer, we're going to go and get it and we're going to bring it back. So I took that back to roundtable. And then I actually put that question in a College of Commissioner Science class, because that is how it is. If a commissioner doesn't have the answer, we're going to go out and get it and bring it back to you.
Excellent. Well, what are some key topics that are covered at the College of Commissioner Science?
So we have some great topics this year. So we have a class on onboarding commissioners, so what new commissioners need to know. And we have we have some roundtable courses, which are always fantastic, because roundtable is really a place where people in a district can come together and network and fellowship and have friendship and then get trained as well. We have a class on succession planning, because that should always be somewhere in your mind is your succession. On coaching commissioners, on recruiting for diversity, on unit and roundtable commissioners working together. And we also have a course on commissioners and safe scouting, which was just released in December. It is a brand new course. So you haven't taken it before. Unless you've taken it in the last 60 days, you haven't ever taken this class. And so that's a pretty exciting offering, is to have a brand new class that's just been released.
And what are the levels of training available through the College of Commissioner Science?
So there are four different types of classes you can take. There's bachelor's, which is fundamentals, and master's level classes build on that. And then doctorate level classes really help you delve deep into more information and more details. And there are also some continuing education classes that are available. We aren't offering any of those this session at our college. We're focusing more on bachelor's level classes. We have some master's and some doctorate level classes that we're offering. And there's no prerequisites. So if you want to start with all doctorate level classes and you feel like jumping in, just jump right in. Take any level of classes that you want, and as you track those, you can build toward earning a degree. And once you've completed your doctorate, there is a knot that you can earn that you can wear on your uniform. I love earning patches that I can wear on my uniform, so I always want to sell something that you can wear and to show off your scouting spirit and how hard you've worked to become trained. So that's definitely something you can work towards.
Excellent. And why would you encourage someone to consider becoming a commissioner?
Being a commissioner is so much fun. It is just such a joy. Let me tell you, when you're a commissioner, you have the opportunity to go and work with unit leaders and inspire them and lift them up and support them. And it is so much fun because when you're working with youth, that is its own type of fun. But when you're working in commissioner service, you have the opportunity to work with leaders in all types of different units, all types of different programs. You've got, you know, Cub Scouting and Venturing and Scouts BSA, and you've got Exploring, and you have a chance to really get outside of your own box and your own sort of personal, the place where you do best, and get to know people, all different kinds of people and all different kinds of programs, and find ways to lift them up and inspire them in scouting. Because one of the things that we're all doing is we're all working toward helping youth be the best selves that they can be. And helping leaders do that is so much fun. And it allows you to make new friends. I've made so many friends just from commissioner service alone that I'm not even sure that I could count them. And one of my favorites, I have to give a big shout out here to my unit commissioner who shows up for absolutely everything, jumps into the deep end of the pool. You can't hear Miranda
I tell you what, that guy is so amazing. You know what?
Life of service, that guy.
That guy is so good. We were at scout camp, and he came to scout camp, and I don't know how many commissioners tend to do that. And we were out doing the early morning canoeing before they do the polar plunge. And somehow, as we were getting out of the warrior canoes at Camp Hunt, Paul got tripped or bumped, and he wound up all wet before we even got to the polar plunge that he wasn't planning on. So Paul, as you say, jumps right in.
He embodies commissioner service right there.
He's so
definitely
great.
Part of scouting, and that's what commissioners strive to be.
Yes, he serves. Now, commissioners generally serve more than one unit, correct?
Yeah, they can. They do.
So, all right. Miranda, what families of scouting or serviced or are helped or being taught at University of Scouting? It's all Cub Scouts, right?
Oh, no, sir. We got all of them. We have the College of Commissioner Science, which is what Maddie's been talking about. We've got the College of Cub Scouts. We have the College of Scouts BSA. We have the Adventure College, which is focused on venturing Sea Scouts and further things. And I'm missing some. Oh, we've got General Scouting for topics that cover, doesn't matter who you are or what you're working with, you're going to have to be dealing with Scout Book, and you're going to have, you know, you're going to want a Dutch oven dinner. So we've got several different groups. And actually, the College of the Adventure College will be not just for scouters, but scouts are going to be working on, are invited to take courses. We've also got, for Cub Scouts, we've got a Den Chief class, which is for those who are in troops and are Den Chiefs serving Cub Scout units. So, and once they're done with the Den Chief class, they can take classes with the adults. And so in your afternoon classes, if you're taking something fun, like knot tying or games that scouts play, you might wind up in a class with some Den Chiefs. So anybody who serves youth, even if they are serving the youth in their troop that are their peers, because they are youth, can come to University of Scouting and polish their axe, build up tools in their toolbox. How's
Excellent.
That, Jed?
Hey, and I want to jump in here and just say, if you're a commissioner and you want to take mostly commissioner courses, and you still want to take a Dutch oven class or a University of Scouting class, you can do that. So if you feel like you need to branch out, or you want to take some university classes and you want to take a commissioner class too, please feel free to register across for both. You're not confined to just one or the other.
Absolutely true.
Okay, moving on to some event logistics and final thoughts. Miranda,
yep.
Now that we know these programs are valuable, let's talk about details. When and where will the University of Scouting and the College of Commissioner Science take place?
University of Scouting and College of Commissioner Science is going to be on March 22nd. It's a great Saturday. It's going to be a great Saturday. We will be in Draper at the Salt Lake Community College campus. There, they've got a great conference center that's at about roughly 90th South, only not exactly, on the west side of I-5. Kind of not too far actually from Colonial Flag, where Devon Simper can be found. when he's not. We're bringing up Devon the whole time here, but that's where we're going to be located March 22nd. And we've got
22nd.
Yes. And we're going to be beginning bright and early with our 8:30 opening ceremony.
Doors open at
7:30. If you get there at 8 o'clock, that'll give you time to browse our midway and chat with some of the folks who will be there all day with tables kind of in between classes where you can learn a little bit quick about courses, opportunities. Oh gosh, we've got all different kinds with tables in the middle. So chat with people there too.
Excellent. Hey, Maddie, how could someone register and is there a deadline to sign up?
Yeah, great question. So if you'd like to register, go to utahscouts.org/scoutingu, or you can just go to the Crossroads of the West website, and you can find it right on the homepage and just click on the link. So you can, so if you register before March 1st, it is $25, and after March 1st, it's $35. So try to get registered as soon as you can. You can really register all the way up right until the day of if you want to walk in and register when you get there. But if you'd like a sandwich, make sure that you register a week before. So by Friday the 14th, you'll need to register if you really would like to order that lunch so that you have food waiting for you there.
Linda, are there any special keynote speakers or events happening during the day?
Well, we've got some pretty cool things. Special speakers, you know, gosh, we've got a lot of them. We've got professional staff who are teaching some classes. We've got some lunchtime. Okay, fine. We've got the Blue and Gold Banquet at lunch, which if you are one of the first 30 people to register for that class, Kim Hicken is teaching it again, and it will be fantastic. But smaller class capacity than last year for that one.
That's always one of my favorite things, Marinda, is the Blue and Gold lunch. Yeah.
It's really, really fun and hands-on. So, and of course, if you get there for the opening ceremony, you'll get the keynote of me. Just kidding. So we've got a handful of really great opportunities, but there you go.
Maddie, what advice do you have for a first-time attendee?
Yeah. If you're attending University of Scouting or College of Commissioner Science for the first time, I would say take all your preconceived notions and put them on the shelf and leave them behind and be ready to learn and be ready to internalize a lot of new ideas, because there's a lot out there that's new, that's changing, that's updating. And you want to be ready to accept and internalize all of that great information and all the great ideas. So come ready to learn.
And right, can I add to that?
I was going
to
say,
I'm ready to have some fun and to meet some new friends. Come ready to go away with a new pal, because that's one of the funnest things is meeting people and networking to new resources that are going to be your friends at future scouting events. Absolutely, make friends.
Definitely.
Right. Maddie, or sometimes the best lessons aren't in the curriculum. Maddie, have there been any aha moments that changed the way that you approach your scouting leadership?
Definitely. The scoutmaster, when my daughter first started, when we formed our troop, he used to, every time he would interact with anyone, he would go right up to them and say, "Do you know what I like about you?" And you would kind of go, "Oh," and you would think about that for a second. You're like, I'm not sure. And he would go, "Everything." And that is something I've really internalized and made a part of me as well, because that is really caring about people. And that is part of being friendly and courteous and kind and really showing people that you are there to be a part of their lives and to change their lives. And so something that I did that wasn't a part of training or anything, that is real life. That is, this is scouting itself, is, do you know what I like about you? Everything. And then going out there and living that.
What I was saying was that leader would say that to you. He wasn't just saying it. He truly meant it from the heart. And
that is
made
true.
It special for everyone that he said it to. And
yes.
Sometimes it was just, you know, like we said, a saying that he would say, but all the time it truly came from the heart. All right. Hard to top that one. But Marinda, do you have a favorite story from the University of Scouting that made real world impact in a troop or a community?
Yes, Jed, actually, absolutely. There have been some really impactful things. I remember going into a class and watching two people argue over the best way to serve youth, and each one was right, but they had a different view. And I've heard tell that there are 1,000 right ways to run a troop. There are 1,000 right ways to run a pack. You can come up with ideas that will fit with the way that you work with kids and will fit with the way that you learn and will really up your game. And you can become passionate about this is how we do it and this is why, and it makes such a big impact. And this is a place to find that passion and that dedication to making an impact on youth.
Beautiful. Marinda and Maddie, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your insights. The University of Scouting and the College of Commissioner Science sound like an incredible opportunity for leaders to gain valuable skills to help build the community of scouting. For those listening, make sure to check out the registration details and sign up, and don't miss out on any chance to grow your scouting journey. That's all for today's episode of Miles of Impact. Be sure to follow us for more inspiring stories and helpful resources for your scouting experiences. Until next time, keep making an impact.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Miles of Impact. Together, we're building a legacy of service, adventure, and leadership that reaches every corner of our community. Want to learn more about how scouting makes a difference? Visit us online at utahscouts.org and be part of the journey. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, family, and fellow scouters, because every mile we travel together. Until next time, keep making an impact and keep the adventure alive.